No, I mean, I struggled for a while because at first I really didn't like her. I think it took me a while to come around because I think if she was, I do think my sense of her is that if she was around now, she's not the kind of woman that I would befriend at all. And in fact, probably the sort of woman who would be quite, I'd be really reluctant to have anything to do with, because I think there are modern equivalents, you know. But the more I looked into it, I mean, the more you look at anyone, eventually things come out that are not so simple, you know. Mm. So I think we are really capable of understanding anyone and caring about anybody if we really look at them hard enough. That's true with the people we meet as well. Mm. So I think with Nellie there is a lot of strength in the character in certain moments and certain ways. I think she was in some ways indomitable. I mean, the way she recovered from the things that happened to her was amazing, and she was certainly a good friend and a very generous person and very brave as well, extremely brave in the face of physical danger and never, according to the codes, the sort of unwritten laws of the circles that she moved in, she never betrayed anybody. Mm-hmm. She never went back on a promise. She never handed anybody over. She went to jail many times because she wouldn't name people. And that was really the big moral rule at that time and among those people was that you,
the criminal code,
held your tongue. Mm. And she was one of the few people who never gave anybody up. So there is a lot of strength there, but obviously that's quite perverse from where we're looking, you know, from where we're looking at it from now. But it's hard to, because I think being where we are in the time we're in now, it's hard to understand people's motives at a different time in a different context, because it was a very different place and women especially were facing very different choices. Mm. I think it's hard for us to understand why this young woman would make that decision to do that and have that life and become a prostitute and get into crime and all those things now. But I think it was, women's options were very restricted at that time, and a lot of women who did choose to live on the straight and narrow and to live honest lives were subject to all kinds of abuse as well. And I think particularly in the interwar period, when Nellie comes into the scene between the First and Second World Wars, there was a tremendous amount of violence being perpetrated against women, largely as a result of returned servicemen coming back to Australia in really bad shape mentally. Yeah. Very messed up and completely without any resources to help them deal with that. So a lot of married women were in a really bad position there as well. There was a lot of abuse. There was a lot of murder of women. At that time, there was a huge increase in the number of women killed by husbands and lovers and ex-boyfriends. And there was a huge increase in rape as well. So a lot of women who chose to try and live these sort of honest lives ended up very vulnerable. Mm. They were very vulnerable, and the law didn't provide any recourse. There was no protection. So I think it's possible to imagine that Nellie and some of the other women, her colleagues, would not have seen that as such a sensible course either.
And really where they were going wasn't such a departure.
No, maybe not such a world apart. And also maybe they had a bit more control over what would happen to them. They certainly didn't have complete control and were subjected to all kinds of things, but they did, to some extent, they had more freedom.